Rana Ahmed. During her undergraduate studies, she completed her honors thesis under the supervision of Dr. Andrew Ryder at Concordia University on immigrants' psychosocial adjustment. Since 2012, Rana joined the Culture and Mental Health Research Unit at the Jewish General Hospital, where the research team is currently examining how language barriers can affect mental health service delivery. In addition, Rana is working at the Cultural Consultation Service as a consultant, where she helps clinicians understand the cultural context of mental health for North African Middle Eastern clients. Presentation is entitled Assessing Language Barriers to Mental Health Services in a Multi-Ethnic Patient Population. Thank you. Look at me, please. That's not you. No, that's not you. Right? No. Who are you?
Oh, I'm not here. I don't see it. Is it one of those stand up men? Walker Meyer, maybe?
Yes, probably. Yes? Please look at me. I will show you one.
The last minute? Okay. So good evening, everyone, and thanks for having me on today. I'll be presenting the preliminary findings of that project on the behalf of our research team. So basically, when we speak of language barriers, many researchers and clinicians among us might acknowledge that the best way to overcome it is to provide professional interpreters on site for linguistic minorities. However, the problem is professional interpreters are underutilized in the mental health care system. And resistance to use them come both from the clinician's side, is that clinicians usually prefer to have a dyadic interaction with their patients rather than having an intermediate. And the related reason is the perceived time, labor, cost, and related to using interpreters, which leads to reliance on ad hoc interpreters sometimes. And also a third problem is insufficient training in cultural competence and working with interpreters. From the patient side, on the other hand, there is also resistance to use professional interpreters. There is overestimation of language proficiency from the side of the patient sometimes, so they lack the awareness that they need one. They might lack the awareness of the services available. And the third reason is the stigma related to mental illness and having someone from your community during treatment sessions. So right now I'll present the first part of our findings, which are descriptive. We wanted to see the breakdown of the general outpatient population at the Jewish General Hospital. So the first goal is to estimate the proportion of linguistically diverse patients. I don't know if you can see it well, but we wanted to see the first language used by the outpatient population. So here we have English was the highest, which was 41%. And the people who had a third language other than English or French were 37%. And within the other category, the last category of linguistically diverse patients, we wanted to identify the proportion who used English as a second language to access the healthcare system. So here we see that those who used English as a second language were the majority, they were 66.7%. Followed by those who used French to access the healthcare system were 19.4%, and the last category was who spoke neither English or French were 8.3%. The third descriptive goal that we had is to determine whether linguistically diverse patients have access to and use interpreter during the course of their treatment. So here we see, and this was striking to most of people who saw my poster, that 86.5% were not offered interpreters during their course of their treatment, while 10% were offered. So this is where we are at in terms of data collection. We haven't finished yet, but we have a second goal, which is comparative in nature. We wanted to compare Anglophones, Francophones, and Allophones in terms of their treatment outcomes. So here we have the hypothesis is, compared to the mainstream, linguistically diverse patients were more likely to be reported by their case managers to have poor treatment adherence, report poor relationships with the members of their treatment team, report less overall satisfaction with their care, report that their treatment providers are less culturally competent, have fewer appointments over the past year, and experience more diagnostic and treatment changes over the course of their care. So this is where we are at. We have collected the first half, but we're still having the other part that might be ready by the summer. And thank you. Sorry, my presentation was too short, but this is the findings that we have collected. So let me know. Yeah, that was so good.
Thank you.
Thank you.